This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damia Bandabla. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred 6 Kirti Chakras, including 4 posthumous and 33 Shaurya Chakras, including 7 posthumous, to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police during Phase 1 of the Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The gallantry award were given to the personnel for displaying raw courage, unparalleled bravery and total disregard to personal safety in the line of duty. The awardees showed exceptional courage during various operations, including counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations in Jammu and Kashmir and the North-East anti-piracy operations and firefighting operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit aims to highlight the Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit will include ministerial sessions, business-to-government sessions and meetings, startups and exhibition of policy and related initiatives taken by the state government and central ministries for investment promotion. The main focus sectors of investment promotion include tourism and hospitality, agro-food processing and allied sectors, textiles, handloom and handicrafts, healthcare, education and skill development, information technology and its enabled services, infrastructure and logistics, energy and entertainment and sports. The two-day event also marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities such as series of roadshows and states roundtables, including Ambassadors Meet and Bilateral Chambers Meet, organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the northeastern region. The central government yesterday announced a 4-person reservation in the allotment of central government housing to persons with disabilities, marking a substantial move towards equity, dignity and accessibility in public services. The Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry in the statement informed that it has issued an office memorandum to ensure fair access to central government residential accommodations for persons with disabilities. It added that the initiative reflects the government's dedication to the empowerment of every citizen and also strengthens the foundation of an inclusive and accessible India. Justice Kempaiha Somashekhar was sworn in as the 9th Chief Justice of the High Court of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the Darbar Hall of Raj Bhavan in Imphal. The Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, administered the oath of office to Justice Kempaiha Somashekhar. The President of India on 20th May 2025 appointed Justice Kempaiha Somashekhar of Karnataka High Court as the Chief Justice of the High Court of Manipur. He replaced the Chief Justice Justice D. Krishna Kumar, who retired yesterday. In Manipur, normal life has been affected badly in the Valley District due to the 48-hour general strike called on by the Coordinating Committee on Manipur Integrity, or COCOMI, an apex body of civil society organization based in the Valley District of the state. The general strike was called in protest against the act of Central Security Forces, who asked a team of journalists to hide the word Manipur from the signage of Manipur State Transport bus in which the journalists were travelling to Shirui Lili Festival in Ukru District. Large number of protesters came on the street supporting the general strike yesterday. The transportation has been badly hampered and shops and business establishments remain shut in the day. Additional security arrangements have been put in place to prevent any untoward incident. The Nehu Teachers Association, or NEHUTA, announced yesterday that the Union Ministry of Education is actively working to resolve the ongoing deadlock of Northeastern Hill University. The ministry is currently reviewing the report submitted by a 2-member inquiry committee. NEHUTA held a meeting with additional Secretary Sunil Kumar Barnwal and Director Subrat Kumar Pradhan from the Department of Higher Education to discuss the prevailing situation at the university. Following the meeting, NEHUTA President Lakhon Kumar emphasized the association's commitment to restoring normalcy on campus. He informed reporters that the ministry has been working on certain measures to address the crisis. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.